This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Australia's oldest HIV and AIDS organisation, the Victorian AIDS Council, has announced that it will change its name to Thorn Harbour Health to mark its 35th anniversary. The new name honours Alison Thorn and Keith Harbour, two community leaders from early in the organisation's history of advocating for people living with HIV and LGBTI communities. CEO Simon Ruth said, "The new name will give the organisation a fantastic opportunity to tell our story to a whole new generation of people." The Australian Christian Lobby's managing director has spoken out in defence of anti-LGBTI conversion therapy. Writing on the ACL's blog, he said that LGBTI people and advocates are currently trying to get at kids. In the blog entry, he claimed that young people needed to be protected from their own ideas around gender and sexuality through practices that would be deemed conversion therapy, to prevent them from being influenced by mind-bending LGBTI support resources. Researchers say the goal of ending new HIV transmissions in Australia by 2020 could be out of reach if more isn't done to address rising transmissions among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. A new study published in the Medical Journal of Australia showed that rates of new HIV transmissions have risen by 33% since 2012. The paper says that of the 17,000 people enrolled in PrEP trials around Australia, approximately 200 were Indigenous. LGBTI advocates have called a Catholic Archbishop's decision to ban a priest from speaking at a conference over his views on marriage equality deeply hypocritical. Archbishop Julian Porteous banned Father Frank Brennan from speaking at a conference in Hobart. Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group spokesperson Rodney Croom criticised the move, given Porteous's complaints about his own free speech being allegedly violated during the marriage equality campaign. A St Kilda street will soon be transformed into a rainbow road in a show of support for LGBTI diversity and inclusion. At a recent council meeting, the Port Phillip Council voted to paint a rainbow flag along Jackson Street, in the heart of the Fitzroy Street precinct. Work on painting the flag along 35 metres of Jackson Street, up to the intersection with Fitzroy Street, is expected to start around late August and take up to 4 days. Australian drag superstar Courtney Act is moving on to an exciting new adventure, hosting a UK late-night show that will feature plenty of celebrity guests. She's already had a huge career, appearing on RuPaul's Drag Race and winning Celebrity Big Brother UK, headlining Pride events and even being the face of a new HIV campaign. Now, Act will be joining Channel 4 as its newest late-night talk show host on The Courtney Act Show. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
American pro soccer player Colin Martin also came out just last week and received a standing ovation from the crowd in his first game for Minnesota United since revealing his sexuality. A new study has found that LGBT teen athletes are overwhelmingly closeted. According to the Human Rights Campaign Foundation and the University of Connecticut, over 80% of young LGBT athletes are not out to their coaches, and some don't play sport at all because of unaccepting or unsafe environments. And finally, out lesbian tennis player Alison van Eijdvank has upset the defending champion at Wimbledon. The unseeded Belgian beat third seed Gabina Muguruza in the round of 64, 5-7, 6-2, 6-1 in one of the biggest victories of her career.
Oh, that is it!
Game set match, Miss van Eijdvank.
What 5-7, 6-2, a win 6-1. For Alison van Eijdvank, 24 years of age, ranked 47 in the world. This is her fifth appearance at Wimbledon. In the 4 years that she's played here before, she'd won just one match.
Van Eijdvank even went on to win her next match and reach the fourth round after a straight sets victory over 28th seed Annette Kondervide. Swedish lesbian Joanna Larsson lost to Venus Williams in the first round.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.